The sun never shined on a cause of greater worth. 'Tis not the concern of a day, a year, or an age. Posterity will be affected even to the end of time.
The writer of those words was an Englishman who had immigrated to the New World only a few months before the clash at Lexington and Concord. He was self-educated and penniless. At age 38, Thomas Paine had been a tutor, tobacconist, grocer, and corset maker. And he had failed at everything except troublemaking.
While he was in London, he enjoyed taking on everyone as a kind of 18th century Socrates. He was in the marketplace arguing with everybody. He became a tax collector, was fired from his job when he was caught handing out petitions to members of parliament asking for higher pay for the tax collectors.
In London, Paine's appeals on behalf of underpaid civil servants caught the attention of Benjamin Franklin, who was there as an agent for several colonies. After meeting Paine, Franklin recommended him as an ingenious, worthy young man and sponsored his immigration to America. Once in Philadelphia, Paine began to write a pamphlet promoting the radical idea of American independence. Thomas Paine had suffered all his life under England's class system, and he spared no venom in his writing. In January of 1776, after virtually every typesetter in Philadelphia had refused to touch his treasonous work, a rebel printer finally agreed to publish it. Common Sense was its down-to-earth title. In its 47 pages, Paine attacked the notion that England's king should be seen as a parent to the American colonists. He set out to dethrone the sacred institution of monarchy.
When it came out, Common Sense sold 120,000 copies in the first 3 months. And over the course of several years, it sold 500,000 copies. This was the equivalent, or almost the equivalent, of the Bible.
Common Sense was read aloud from street corners and pulpits, in taverns, parlors, and schools. The brilliant pamphlet was published anonymously. People speculated it had been written by Samuel Adams, John Adams, or even Benjamin Franklin.
Tom Paine was saying in this pamphlet what a lot of people were now thinking but had hardly dared to say out loud. In other words, that the colonists were at war with England.